Okay, first ever from the press box. And I'm sitting here with Martin O'Donnell, and we've been chatting the whole game. I'm sorry. This is former Illini All-American Martin O'Donnell.
That's in my rider.
That's right. Yes. Did I have to say that? So here's what I want to talk about. Passing game, she lost, what, 340 yards. You know, it's improved. But let's break down this run game. Like, what do you think? Are we still negative on rushing yards?
Yeah.
So, as an offensive lineman, what are you seeing out there?
Well, I mean, a lot of the negative yardage is obviously coming from sacks. There's been way too many sacks on Nate. But as far as the running game goes, you know, I mean, it's hard to tell exactly what is happening, but I think at the root of the problem is clearly, you know, guys not staying on their blocks. And one thing that Southern Illinois is doing is their defense is really a three-down defense. They're walking their linebackers up over the guards, and they're really selling out to stop the run at the beginning of the game. Now, what we saw is the half kind of rolled on, you know, as Illinois is able to, you know, convert a little bit more, do some more things, completing these passes. Southern kind of backed off a little bit, so they were able to do it. But going back to the run game, one of the biggest problems, I think, is the fact that, you know, the offensive line that was in there for a good portion of that first half, of your top five guys, that top five starting offensive line, you know, we talked about in camp,
yep,
goes Corey Lewis, Ted Karras, Alex Hill, Heights, and then Svijanovic, for a good portion of that first half, that group, you got one guy playing in his optimum position, and that's Simon Svijanovic.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're moving Hill to guard, Spencer's in at left guard.
Right.
And so I think what's happening there is the guys aren't on the same page with run blocking. And particularly when you're facing an odd front like this, Southern's doing a lot of movement, they're doing a lot of plays, a lot of the blocking comes on feel, and it comes with being comfortable with the guy next to you. And they have not been on the same page. And it's kind of showing, you know, from the chemistry standpoint of, you know, if you got a defensive end lined up over the offensive tackle, if he's slanting inside and the linebacker's scraping outside, well, you got to do that with a certain kind of rhythm, so you don't just let the interior guy go. You give the guy a hand, and then you work up to the next level. We're not seeing that rhythm in the offensive blocking game.
And you're right. From the first practice in the spring, all the way through spring practice, nobody was injured. It was those five guys in order at those positions. And then all the way up until Karras' injury last week, it was the same guys lined up. And now we're filling in here, left, right.
You're moving guys around. You got Heights at right tackle. You're moving Hill to guard. Feldmeier's coming in at center. You know, Joe Spencer's there at left guard. So you have guys in position. And, you know, as you said right there, the position that they've been practicing the most blocks on, you know, it may just be a zone block to the right, but, you know, Alex Hill is used to doing that at the center position, not necessarily the right guard position. Michael Heights is used to doing that at the left guard position, not necessarily the right tackle position. Now, they've done some of the, they've worked him in practice, I'm sure, and practicing it, but you're talking about the bulk of the snaps that they've taken since the end of last season has been at certain positions, and they're moving around right now. So I hope a lot of this jumbling is just a reaction and a result of Ted Karras being hurt.
Okay. So overall, though, defense really, I mean, one play, but defense pretty solid. Offense, passing game's there. John Davis involved, throwing to eight receivers. I mean,
tight ends are getting involved, and I think, you know, offensively they're a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
That was what I anticipated coming in, and I'm impressed with the defense making plays behind the line of scrimmage. That was something that was missing last year too. It's great to see Jonathan Brown out there. Tim Kennard is showing up. I mean there's positives there.
Last question: what did you think of Bill Cubitt pulling a Mike White or a Ron Turner with the very first play of his era, throwing deep?
Why not?
I agree.
It worked. So.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so 25-7, what are you going to feel happy with at the end? Like, that margin, got to get it bigger, beat the spread, what do you think?
I think if the Illini come out in the second half, you get two quick scores and the defense holds them, that's it.
Okay, good. The very first from the press box.